Yeah, it's Lee Maddox, Director Communications for the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation.
Yeah, okay, so we've talked about tariffs not too terribly long ago, but I kind of wanted to update that conversation now that this is, this thing has been running for a while. Curious what you're hearing from your member farmers about any impacts.
Well, there's definitely an impact, and, markets are reflective of that, and our farmers are definitely concerned how the tariffs will impact their bottom line. You know, they depend on free trade for a living. Our farmers here in Tennessee and across the country export more than 20% of what they produce to foreign markets. And, we strongly support, we being the Tennessee Farm Bureau, strongly support that renegotiation of NAFTA, and again, we believe fair trade is in the best interest of all our farmers.
Yeah, yeah. Are you hearing any, you mentioned commodity prices. Are you hearing from farmers that they feel like they're seeing an impact on commodity prices already?
Well, there's no doubt that, anytime those tariffs are mentioned, and especially the retaliatory tariffs from the other countries, that always has an impact on the markets. And this couldn't come at a worse time for farmers, just because of the way the income has fallen by as much as 50% over the last 4 to 5 years. So this is a terrible time to be talking about tariffs. And, we don't need any more low prices. Prices are already low for the farmers, that the price they get for their products, they're already seeing these low commodity prices. And then in turn, there's a rise in a rise in the input cost, to put a crop out. All those prices, they're not going down. They just continue to go up. So, anytime the market's affected like that from anything, it has a potential to impact that bottom line. And, that's what our guys, our farmers are producing, a safe, affordable product that people around the world want. And, it is a concern for sure.
Yeah, yeah. When we spoke last time, you told me that you felt like the farm community was willing to give President Trump, the administration, kind of the benefit of the doubt with regard to trade and tariffs. You also, just a moment ago, mentioned farm support for reworking the NAFTA agreement. So curious, what you're hearing from farmers now. Has that outlook changed any? Do you think they're still willing to hang in there with the president, or are people getting antsy, getting nervous?
Well, I think they're still ready to support, hopefully renegotiation of NAFTA and make it stronger and better for both parties. We've got assurances from the administration and we've expressed those concerns to our congressional delegation that agriculture will not be left out of these negotiations, and we're just extremely still hopeful that our trade officials can resolve these situations. And what we're hoping is even to expand our markets for our farmers. That's the thing. Our farmers do such a good job at producing our food, fiber, and fuel that we have to depend on these export markets. And we know folks around the world want our products. They respect, because of the way our food system is in place, that USDA inspected logo is respected worldwide. So folks know that they're going to get a quality product when it comes to American farm products. And so again, we've got assurances. The administration continues to tell us, and they're doing that through Sonny Perdue at USDA, the Secretary of Agriculture, and we feel confident in the job that he's doing, and feel confident that in going forward that in the end, we're going to be expanding our export markets, and it's going to benefit not just the farmers here in Tennessee and across the country, but it's going to benefit all Americans.
All right, I think that's all the questions that I have. Anything else that your expertise suggests we should discuss before we stop?
Oh, I think I'd probably do it. Just that, you know, we export, you know, the export markets. A lot of folks just don't realize how important our exports to other countries is. It's, you know, we export, like I said, 20% of the products that we produce in this country. And some of those, it could go as high as 50 to 70% of the market that they depend on for those products that we produce. So, and that trade balance, you know, agriculture is always the one that we can count on to have the plus side of that trade balance.